to Julie Galthorpe this morning. We're talking about burnout, and I think we've all felt it at some point. I felt it. I feel it. I have my own little routine, like what I like to do. If I'm feeling burnt out, is that okay to say what I do?
Of course.
Oreo cookies and milk at night seem to help me.
Oh, that's good.
And treadmill, walks, nature. I'm right into the yoga now. All of those really help me get away. And proper rest, I find, helps me deal with burnout.
Right. So all of those things help with feeling better. I think it's important that we understand that burnout, it's a reaction to persistent or chronic job stress. So it's characterized by three main dimensions, we'll call them. Exhaustion, cynicism, so that's negativity about work, and feeling less professionally capable. So it's not a psychological diagnosis, but it's a description. That's how I look at it. And if you're driving to work, feeling that you're exhausted, maybe you hate your job, you feel less capable, you're likely coping with burnout.
So how common is burnout among people?
Well, an article this week from the Canadian HR Reporter, so that's Human Resources, says that 71% of Canadians have considered quitting their jobs due to burnout or stress, with 32% actually quitting. With this 77%, women are the highest, and they've considered quitting their jobs due to burnout as compared to 66% of men.
Why is it with women? Because we think that, or we know that they do so much at the home, at work, it's go, 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 go. Is that fair?
Yeah, and certainly that's part of it, Sean. When I read the study, it was undertaken by the Prosperity Project. I would say that more women said they considered quitting their job. Women reported experiencing more work-related stress. They felt unappreciated, and more women felt that they don't have enough support at work. So one thing that I also see when I read the study is that because men are, in their words, more ambitious or optimistic about moving to senior roles, this means that women, on the other side, are less optimistic about being promoted to senior levels in organizations. So this is discouraging and contributes to burnout because women feel undervalued. Of course, as you just pointed out, there's also that factor of women feeling more overwhelmed by tasks, responsibilities, and balancing childcare. So in other words, there's less room to refuel, like those things you started talking about that you do to refuel.
Yeah, let's just focus in on a couple of professions like... I think, like, I look at a guy like Todd Smith, who's the Minister of Energy, politician, whether you like the Conservatives or like what their platforms are. But there's a guy, his social media presence would indicate that it's nonstop for him. It's go, go, go. I see the same with Mayor Neil Ellis with the City of Belleville. I know that lawyers work long hours. Those in the healthcare sector. It's nonstop. How do they keep it going like that to... keep it all together? They must have their own little routines as well.
Well, they do. And I think what I've said to people when I'm working with them, and they're from very busy professions, is that you will keep it going. As Kevin Williams said earlier, like, he kept it going. He would plow through all of that stress, but it's that chronic, persistent nature of it that's the problem. So you will keep doing it until you can't. So that's why for many people, they find themselves in a crisis. Like, yes, burnout can creep up on us, but it also can feel like a crisis where it's all of a sudden, you know, you realize, hey, I really don't like the job that I once loved. I can't sleep. I'm having racing heart, maybe some brain fog, loss of energy, irritability, loss of who you care, what you care about, and your career. So you may find if you take a holiday, you know, like we had a holiday last weekend, but you feel little benefit or little rest from those days off. So your recovery, what you're doing to try and recover, is no longer working. So those are all signs of burnout. So as I just said, is that you keep doing it until you can't. And then that's where you find yourself struggling. And it's a longer way out of a pit than if you realize the signs as you go along.